Thank you for downloading Kentico CMS. In this video, we will look at how you can use web parts for building your site. Web parts are an essential element of a Kentico CMS website. They are the primary way that developers deploy new application features and content editors, authors, and publishers interact and view content on your Kentico CMS site. Web parts are the basic building blocks of page templates and are used to modify, view, and control page appearance directly from a browser. Technically, they are an ASP.NET control that is added to the Kentico CMS web part zone. Within Kentico CMS, web parts are designed to cover a wide range of user experiences and company needs. To deliver this, there are three basic implementations of web parts. As a Microsoft.NET based application, Kentico CMS allows any ASP.NET user control to be hosted on a Kentico CMS page. This allows developers to leverage their existing ASP.NET user controls within the Kentico CMS portal. Kentico CMS web parts are user controls that have inherited the Kentico CMS API. For developers, a web part is a web user control, or ASCX, that inherits from the CMS Abstract Web Part class. This allows developers to reuse and extend their user controls to include the CMS API. For content editors, authors, and publishers, there are over 200 web parts available for immediate use. They include site fundamentals like content display and more advanced features like mobile redirection and RSS. Widgets are an extended web part that enables page personalization for end users. Widgets allow site users and content managers to edit the structure of live pages. Any web part can become a widget by exposing at least one web part property. Technically, all web parts and widgets start as web user controls. Let's create a simple Hello World web part that displays the current time. Within the Kentico CMS web project, let's select the CMS web parts directory. We're going to create a new directory, and we're going to name this directory My Web Parts. Within this directory, we're going to add a new item, and within the Add New Item, we're going to select Web User Control. And we're going to name our web user control Hello World. We'll select Add, and within our Hello World web part, we're going to flip to design mode. And in our toolbox, we're going to select a button and a label and drop these onto the form. Then we're going to double-click our button, and in the button one click event, we're going to add the code label1.text equals datetime.now.toString. Now that we've added our base code, let's go ahead and modify the ASCX control to take advantage of some additional Kentico CMS functionality. The first thing we want to do is issue a using statement to pull in the CMS.portal controls. Then we want to go ahead and change the inheritance model. So currently, we're inheriting off of the system.web.ui.user control. We want to change this to inherit off of the CMS abstract web part. So we'll change this code to CMS abstract web part. Now that we've defined the basics of our web part, let's go ahead and start our project, and the next step is we need to add in our user control into Kentico CMS. Adding your web part into Kentico CMS is done in CMS Site Manager, and within Site Manager, we're going to select Development and then Web Parts. And within Web Parts, we're going to create a new category to keep our web parts organized. This is really nothing but a placeholder within Kentico that we can go ahead and organize our web parts better. By default, Kentico ships with a variety of categories already. I'm going to enter the category display name of My Web Parts, and we're going to also call the category name My Web Parts. We do have the ability to add in an image path if we wanted to create a unique image for this set of web parts. Once that's done, we'll select OK. And now that that's done, Let's go ahead and add a new web part into the My Web Part. Within the new web part screen, we're going to select Create a New Web Part. We're going to enter the display name of Hello World, our code name of Hello World, and we're going to select our file. We can either enter this path from the beginning of our project down, or we can take advantage of the visual selector. If we select this and then we select CMS Web Parts, we can then go into My Web Parts and we can select the Hello World. And as you notice, this will build our path statement starting with the tilde through CMS Web Parts, My Web Parts, and then down to Hello World. We select this and then let's go ahead and save it. Now that we've created our basic web part, let's go ahead and add it into our visual interface. We're going to switch to CMS Desk, and within CMS Desk, we're going to select our home page, and within our home page, we're going to select Design, and then within Zone Center, we're going to go ahead and add web part. Within our Add Web Part, I'm going to select My Web Parts, my Hello World web part, and then select OK. While I didn't expose any properties, a set of properties are already defined for any web part that's included within Kentico. I'm going to leave these as their default settings, select OK, and then once I've added my web part, I'm going to switch to my page view, and as you can see, I have my button with my label, and when I select my button, I get my current time displayed. While there are many instances where we will want to build our own web parts, Kentico CMS ships with over 200 web parts available out of the box, and many more available through our marketplace. Adding web parts to your application is a very easy process. Any content administrator can log into CMS Desk, and within CMS Desk, you're going to add web parts into web part zones. A web part zone is basically a placeholder that appears on the page, and the placeholder gives us the ability to modify or add additional areas or web parts into that zone. So, for example, in our zone center, we added our Hello World web part before. If we go into design mode and we select add web part, we can take advantage of any built-in web parts that are already in the system. With so many web parts that cover everything from basic content display to more advanced Google Analytics functions to modifying documents, kind of the list goes on and on. One of the things that we can do is we can take advantage of adding a web part for news. So, for example, if we wanted to add the latest news, we could select our news, our latest news web part, select OK, and we're brought into our web part properties for latest news. This allows us to define what exactly is going to be displayed. Within our web part properties, we have the ability to restrict our content, specify various document types, specify order by expressions, only provide information that's published, as well as restrict or further transform the appearance of our documents. We're going to go ahead and select OK, and when our page refreshes, we have the ability to see our latest news. If we flip over to our Page tab, we can see what the rendered page looks like, and as you can see, we're seeing our first news and our second news, so just the latest news that's available. One of the major advantages of web parts is that they allow you to modify the look and feel of your page on the fly. So, for example, if we flipped over to our services page, you'll notice that I have a zone left, which is a web part zone, and zone content, which contains another web part zone. We can then go ahead, if we wanted to, and add a web part. For example, if we wanted to add our latest news, select OK, and then select OK again. Now that I've added into my zone content, if I decided that I wanted to move it into any other web part zone, I can drag and drop it. It is a very nice way of modifying the physical layout of your page. It is important to remember that this takes effect immediately. So if we flip over to our page mode, you can see that now we've added this into our zone left. Widgets introduce support for personalization of pages. This enhancement to web parts allows users and editors to modify the structure of page templates. This personalization is automatically saved within the system and can be invoked from the live site by authorized users or through CMS Desk in the case of website editors. From a designer's point of view, widgets, like web parts, are basic building blocks of page templates. Widgets are placed in widget zones, which are simply extended web part zones. As an example, if you select your home page, and within your home page, the Page tab, you'll notice that you have a widget zone in your zone left. If you select the cross icon, you'll see that you can then select any of the available widgets within the system. Let's create a page that contains a widget zone. We'll start by creating a new page. Within the page, we're going to create a blank page, and we're going to base it on simple. We'll place a page name of widget, and then we'll select Save. Now that we've created our page, let's go into design mode. Within design mode, you'll notice that we have one web part zone that's been added to the page. We first need to modify this properties of this zone to change it from a web part zone to a widget zone. This is done by changing the widget zone type. We have several options that we can select within here. If we select none, this will stay as a standard web part zone. The change occurs when you select either user personalization, which allows the end user to personalize with widgets, or we can restrict by page editor or by group administrator. Now that we've selected user personalization, we'll select OK. At this point, you'll notice that the icon has changed, and we've now created a widget zone. We can then go ahead and add any of our existing widgets. Let's go ahead and add a clock. You'll notice that when we add our clock, the current properties that are exposed is the widget title only. So let's go ahead and apply this, and we've now added a clock to our page. Widgets are simply web parts that have properties exposed. Our current example of the clock only has the widget title exposed. If we wanted to expose any additional properties, we can do this by switching to Site Manager, selecting Development, and then selecting Widgets. Within Widgets, we need to modify our clock. We can select General and then Clock, and you'll notice that under Properties, there are several properties that are available that have currently not been exposed. So for example, if we wanted to modify and allow the end user to modify the text, we could display this attribute in the editing form and then select OK. Now that we've modified our clock, let's switch back to CMS Desk. We'll go to our widget page, and then we're going to modify our properties for the clock. And you'll notice that we now have a new property that's been exposed. For some further examples of this, you can take a look under the Examples and My Home Page directory. This gives you a variety of examples that you can use as you're looking at building web parts. In this tutorial, you have seen how you can use web parts when building your Kentico CMS site. If you have any issues during your trial, please feel free to send a message to support@kentico.com, and we will make sure to help you.